According to Zillow, the average Wisconsin home is valued at more than $322,000. That's up 5.2% from a year ago. And to afford that, if you're going to buy one, you need to be earning $90,000 or more per year. And suffice it to say, many people do not make that much money. Larry Mueller here for WPR News. We're talking about affordable housing and the need for more of it with our guest, Elmer Moore Jr. He's the CEO and Executive Director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, and usually called WEDA. And it provides low-cost financing programs to home buyers, renters, as well as operators of small businesses and farms. And as we talk with Elmer, I hope you'll join the conversation. Are you looking for a home? What are you seeing in the market in Wisconsin? Give us a call. The number 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Elmer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Larry. I'm delighted to be here.
Delighted to have you. Well, WEDA, when was it created? It was back in the 70s, wasn't it?
1972. We are roughly the same age as our counterparts across the country. So we are Wisconsin's housing finance agency.
Okay, and over the years, I mean, that's 50-plus years, you've accomplished a fair amount, I believe.
That is a true and fair statement. We've supported tens of thousands of families, something like 42,000 families, becoming homeowners. Actually, I am off by 100,000. So we have really been at the center of allowing people to achieve one version of the American dream. And I'll just remind you that we also do tax credits, housing tax credits, as well as finance for developers creating affordable housing. And in that program, we've supported 80,000 units. So there's, again, tens of thousands of families that really enjoy the benefit of affordable housing because of the work that WEDA gets to do.
I was thinking back to my days working on my doctorate, my PhD here at the UW, and it involved visiting communities and looking at community problems. And even way back then, the housing situation was often tight, especially in even small communities, finding housing for folks. And at the time, I thought, well, you know, there are a lot of people living in this community A that are in homes that are like 4 and 5 bedrooms homes, and they're living all by themselves. And why don't they just move somewhere else and let a family? Now, today, I live in a 3-story house that's 3 bedrooms, and I'm all by myself, and I now understand why they don't want to leave.
Oh, my. What? Well, Larry, I appreciate you using this moment to announce that you will be moving into a smaller unit to make your home available.
And I'm in a very desirable community area in Madison. I can tell you that for free. Well, we've got scarcity every. How does WEDA tackle this problem where you've got scarcity in so many areas?
You know, I want to start with making sure that we're always in the same conversation. And I've taken a liking to separating what we refer to as affordable housing, usually using a capital A, and a conversation around housing that people can afford. I'll share that WEDA, for more than 50 years, has been really focused on 4 activities. The first is that we do provide mortgages to families who are income qualified, and we can support families who make up to 140% of their county's median income. So these are families that make really great wages, but need the resources including down payment assistance and the homebuyer counseling that WEDA makes available. Second, WEDA is the state's exclusive administrator and allocator of housing tax credits. These tax credits, which come from the federal government and come from the state, make it possible for the private development of income-restricted and rent-restricted rental housing. The third thing we do is we act like a bank to many of those developers and small businesses. We create financing products in the form of loans that support the developments and support their operations. The final piece, which we don't talk about enough, is that we have a really long-term relationship with those developments where we are making sure that they're operating safely, soundly, and in compliance with the requirements for families receiving the benefit of capital A affordable housing. When I think about the other side of the problem, which is the insufficient amount of housing that families can afford, I'm reminded that there are families who might not qualify for tax credit rental housing because they make too much money, but there's still nothing available to them in the rental market or in the home buying market because prices are just so very high. So you said 322,000, I might have said 315,000 for the median home price. And I'll just remind you that there's not enough families earning what's necessary to pay for that mortgage. And there's far too few homes actually available at that price, including homes like yours. So even if you did decide to downsize, it's likely that your home would go for well in excess of that median home price.
Oh yes, I'm certain of that. Definitely certain of that. It's interesting. And here's an aside. There was a news article at the top of the hour, the last hour, and it had to do with rentals in Texas. And they said rentals have been have dropped rental prices as much as $300 a month because Texas has undergone a massive increase in apartments and homes, especially apartments, so that and it's a kind of a supply and demand thing, as you're kind of indicating here.
It is a supply and demand issue, and I just think it's important to note that whenever we talk about markets or trends in other communities, it's very necessary that we delineate what's happening in the affordable housing space and what's available and happening in the market rate. And so while Texas has been incredibly productive in the development of market rate housing, they are seeing some softening in those rents. But those rents were very likely more than what average families could afford. And so we're talking about going from extremely expensive to just expensive on the market side. There's still a dearth of available, affordable rentals and available, affordable purchase opportunities for families across the country. We know that is the case because it's extremely expensive to build housing. Land prices are up, interest rates are higher than they've been. While they're lower than they were just 2 years ago or a year ago, they're higher than they were 6 years ago. The cost of labor is up. Everything is moving in the wrong direction to make the production of new housing more reasonable and more affordable. Yeah. And that's where WEDA and our partners step in.
Yeah. And as you were talking about that, I remember them mentioning the price of rental in Austin went down to $1,800 a month.
which sounds outrageous that it's going down to that, right? So, you know, it's just such a good reminder that we've got to do something a little different. You know, a couple of years ago in 2023, Governor Evers signed into law a bill package with $525 million for the explicit goal of equipping WIDA and the ecosystem with the ability to produce more affordable housing, with the ability to support families who wanted to renovate and make their existing homes safer and more comfortable. There's a lot of activity necessary to get Wisconsin where it should be so that everyone's got a safe, affordable place to call home.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you over time, if you let's say you put in X amount of dollars based on what the current price of a home is or an apartment is, and then the money becomes available, but within 5 years, that amount of money is now reduced in value based on the increase in the cost of whatever, the home or the apartment.
Yes. So, you know, I think it's really important that we start from the basics. You know, a lot of folks haven't been given the opportunity to learn how home ownership and home appreciation really works. And it has been an assumed understanding for far too many years. We're finding that the average age of first-time home buyers has increased. Part of that is the economy. Another part of it is we haven't always done a good job talking to young people about what it means to become a homeowner, why it's valuable, why it could be a great opportunity, and how it actually works. So the starting position is home ownership is a really great way to build equity for your family. And that equity is generated when your home appreciates or increases in value. It's the other way we describe it. You know, one of the things that WIDA requires for access to our mortgages is that families do engage in some kind of pre-purchase counseling. They need to understand how credit affects their mortgage access. They need to understand how much money they should think housing should cost them every month and what are the particulars around it. And I know you had Mary on just before me talking about, you know, how taxes work. You know, we really need to apply that same scale of curiosity and inquiry into how the process of becoming a homeowner works. I've met too many families who do a back-of-the-envelope calculation for what they can afford, presuming it's going to be 30% of their income spent on housing, but they don't think about how much they have to pay in taxes, or they don't think about utilities, and they don't think about saving a little on the side for when something happens, whether it's a water heater or it's a furnace. It's really important for us to make this information more available and more common in conversations.
Yeah, and something like property taxes, like you may assume, okay, well, my property taxes are, let's say, whatever, $10,000 a year, but you might wind up paying $13,000 2 years down the road, and suddenly that's three grand more for the over the course of the year.
Yes, and that could be, quite honestly, that could be a deal breaker for some families. You know, property taxes are funny because I get a notification once a year, and on one end, I love investing in my house, I love painting, and I built a deck, and I really hope my tax assessor wasn't listening to that. And I want to make this huge investment appreciate in a way that's going to generate some wealth for my family. But then the tax bill comes and I find out the pointy side of the important work that I was doing is an increased tax bill. I desperately believe in the value of what our taxes need to do for us in our community, but it can be really tricky for families who are income constrained to navigate that.
We'll get to Mike in Williams Bay in just a minute, just a second or two here. But our guest today, Elmer Moore, CEO and Executive Director of WIDA. It's great to have him with us. And if you want to join in, the number is 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Elmer Moore, our guest today, CEO of WEDA for Wisconsin, Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. And Mike in Williams Bay has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm so thankful that you're talking about this subject. Just to give you my story and how I benefited, back in 1985 in Stoughton, my wife and I bought our first home for $42,000 with a WEDA loan that we were steered to by a realtor. But we benefited because at the time we only had to put down 5%. We got the going rate was 18% for a home loan, but we got through WEDA an 11% loan. And, you know, I mean, it is such a good way to get families going in this world. The next thing you know, I'm out buying things at the lumberyard, and I'm making home improvements. And eventually my children went through the Stoughton schools, and the rest is a success story. But it all started with that loan through WEDA. And I never hesitate to tell people about that and you know, to know that it's still available and that it, for this one family, what that loan program did, I just wanted to make sure you knew. I was listening to the show, and I wanted to, there's a lot of things you can talk about with, you know, that what's coming up against children these days, 20, 30-year-olds, whether it's the cost of health care, education, homes, and things. But this is, all that aside, I just wanted to say thank you for this program and the effect that it had on my life.
Oh, Mike. Thank you so very much for taking the time to call in today. It's certainly the highest part of my job. It's the best part of my job is hearing from folks like you that were really positively affected. I promise I will convey your appreciation back to the team. Please keep telling your story and making it really public. We want folks to know that if they want to become homeowners, if they feel like that's a good fit for their family, WEDA and our partners are excited to support them along that journey.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much. Very much appreciate your call. Kristen in Oshkosh, what's on your mind?
So I am in my mid-50s, and my 29-year-old son lives with me. Now, he makes about $15 an hour. And he cannot afford to move out of my house. We've tracked, like, the county, so, like, different, like, what is out there for these kids that are in their 20s, 30s?
Yeah. Kristen, a good call. Elmer, what do you think?
Well, so place matters significantly. And one of the challenges of talking about what's happening across the state is if you were to compare what's happening in Marathon County with Milwaukee or Dane, we'd arrive to wildly different conclusions. Life is really tough for someone making $15 an hour across the state. If you are or your son are hoping for him to become a homeowner, he should start the process now. He can enroll in the pre-purchase counseling. And that will show him some of the resources that are available. For instance, WEDA was able to partner with the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago, and that allowed us to get a grant program stood up that distributed $6 million across the state to support qualified home buyer counseling programs. And these programs are available everywhere you live, available in multiple languages. And they walk people through the steps to get their credit in order, to start to think about what they can afford, and to make themselves a candidate for things like down payment assistance programs. You know, most WEDA mortgages come with what we call DPA, down payment assistance, where you can have a second loan on top of your primary mortgage that is up to 6% of the purchase price that acts like a down payment. As we just heard Mike talking about, WEDA loans tend to have a discount on the interest rate. They also bring things like down payment assistance. So have your son look into home buyer counseling. He should go to the website, WHEDA.com, and
look up home ownership, and there's 6 steps to become a homeowner. You can start there. And then as it relates to getting access to rental housing, on the WIDA website, there's actually a link to wihousingsearch.com. This is where all of the tax credit properties can list available apartments, and he could qualify for a income qualified and rent restricted apartment unit that's hopefully convenient to where you live.
And even though he's making $15 an hour, that maybe that's even all the more reason for him to start now and looking into this, Elmer.
Absolutely. I'm happy to say, and I'm burdened to share, that home prices are not going down anytime soon. The opportunity to buy a house is going to improve as we consistently iterate on, you know, down payment assistance programs and mortgages that expand access to home ownership. But homes are going to continue appreciating. Labor is going to continue getting more and more expensive. And that's good. That's wages going up. But all the things need to converge in the right order and in the right ways to make home ownership and rental housing more affordable. And so I would definitely implore that he gets started quickly and gets on this road soon.
Kristen, good luck to you and to your son. Thank you. Marcia in Oneida, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was wondering if there's any WIDA programs for home improvements for seniors.
Thank you for asking that question. We do not have a program that's explicitly for seniors, but we do have a home improvement program. It's called More Like Home, and it makes it's up to $50,000 in support for eligible renovations, and you can go to our website to find more information about that. It's called More Like Home. In fact, we have a website explicitly for it that I will remember very quickly, but it lets you borrow money at a very discounted rate to improve your roof or windows, doors, HVAC, electrical, and plumbing. That's one of the ways that we try to make housing affordable. We want to make sure that people can afford to stay in their homes if they're a good fit for it. Yes, go ahead.
And what was the name of the program?
It's More Like Home. So there is a website. The website is More Like Home. Home loan.
.com?
I can't remember if it's .com or .org. I think it's .com. I'm going to look. It is More Like Home Loan .wida.com. So more as in not less, but more. Like, L-I-K-E. Home, H-O-M-E, loan, L-O-A-N, .wheda, W-H-E-D-A, .com.
Marcia, there you go. And for a lot of other people who may have been listening in on that as well, the perhaps we're running short on time. More Like Home. .wida.com is
More Like Home Loan. .wida.com.
Yeah, get the loan in there. In our last minute, boy, I can see we have so many callers with questions. I hope you'll be able to come back and be with us again, Elmer.
I would love to.
Yeah, last advice for anybody in our last minute here?
You know, don't lose faith. There is a whole ecosystem of folks that are working on your behalf, whether it's WIDA, it's the lenders with whom we partner, it's the governor. He named this year the Year of the Neighbor. And part of that is making affordable and housing people can afford more available. So go to WIDA.com and start your process. We'd love to connect you to a lender. We'd love to connect you to homebuyer counseling resources. We'd love to help you find a rental home that you're really excited about.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you so much. A real pleasure talking with you, Elmer, and I hope we have a chance to do this again fairly soon down the road. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Larry, and I look forward to celebrating your new downsized home with you.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've thought about that more than once, believe me, as I look at my three-story house with a basement and wondering, why are you... I've got two cats, so...
we can help you with that.
Oh, man. Elmer Moore is CEO and Executive Director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Great to have him with us. And I do encourage you. I mean, if you think, oh, I'm not making enough money to do this, you're probably the person Elmer's looking for. So get online and learn more and get involved in one of those programs. A big thanks to him for being with us. And we will get him back. And we'll do this again because this is a lot of really good information. This and all of our shows are a team effort. Producers Clara Neipert, Joel Patnod, Jeff Robbins, and Lee Rayburn, technical directors. Jeff also does some producing as well. Our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening, and please stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.